Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you tired of endlessly searching for work? Applying for jobs, never hearing back? Job openings vanish into thin air? What if there was one connection you could make and that'll link you to dozens of companies that are hiring? What if the connection was a locally owned business ready to help you and they don't charge you? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday. We're down a man. Seton's at home. Paulie said, I think it's just a coincidence. Seton's not here today after Cinco de Mayo. What do they call the day after Cinco de Mayo?
I'm hearing it's called the Seis de Mayo flu.
And, ooh.
But Dan, I don't like to accuse people of things. I actually love to accuse people of things. I don't like to. But he has a bad back. And he's hurting right now.
Yeah, I've had a bad back for 15 years carrying this show. But I show up every day. Hopefully we'll hear from Seton a little bit later on. It is a Meat Friday. The Traegers are fired up. Man, it's so great when you pull into the parking lot here and then you walk by the grills. Tyler's out there. He's got the Traegers fired up. And I go, what do we got? And he goes, tequila lime chicken thighs, smoked and loaded cauliflower salad. And I said, who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Come on in, stay a while. By the way, great t-shirts. Go to danpatrick.com, including, for a limited time only, a fifth time is a charm t-shirt. Fifth time a charm to try to win the sports Emmy. And then next year we'll have sixth time is a charm, I'm sure. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Mike Tirico will join us from the Kentucky Derby a little bit later on. We'll talk about the name, image, and likeness, the meetings that are going on in Washington, D.C. with some of the commissioners, Pac-12 and the SEC. Joel Embiid likely out for Game 3. I don't think he's ruled out officially, and I wouldn't rule him out playing in this game. At home, and it's Game 3. Suns at the Mavericks, Game 3 as well. Draymond got fined $25,000 for the double birds in Memphis. And Dylan Brooks suspended a game. We say good morning to Peacock. Those watching, streaming partner, you can download the app. You can watch for free. We could never charge you for this content. Also, our radio affiliates around the country, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio lineup, and the nearly 400 cities that carry this program. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. And the phone number, if you'd like to dial in, operator Tyler, standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Mavericks blown out by the Suns on Wednesday. Normally when a team struggles, you point towards the star player. But it's hard to point a finger at Luka. He's been dominant in the postseason. He's averaging over 33 a game in the playoffs. But his play hasn't translated into second-round success. The Mavericks looked overwhelmed. Luka is scoring, but they're, you know, taking advantage of his lack of defense. Dallas point guard Jalen Brunson's a nice player, but to ask him to get you 23 to 25 a night is a tall task. They're focusing on Luka. Luka's going to have a lot of turnovers. They're going to try to tire him out at the other end playing defense. And if you look at the Dallas Mavericks, it's a good team, a good regular season team, but not ready to make a run in the postseason. We thought Kristaps Porzingis was going to be that, you know, Robin to Batman here, and it didn't work out. Maybe you go out and get a Rudy Gobert in the offseason. But Dallas, Phoenix is a better team. You know, Luka is the best player on the floor. And I like how, you know, people are now realizing that Luka can't play defense. I'm thinking, does anybody watch sports anymore? They just read articles. I mean, he does try to play defense, but he can't play defense. And he's out guarding Chris Paul in the perimeter. I'm going, that's horrible. Horrible. And now we point out that he can't play defense. There are a lot of guys in the history of the sport who couldn't play defense. It's, can you stop them? But Luka on the floor, that plus minus, if you want to factor in the analytics, I mean, it's not a pretty sight here. Do I expect them to win tonight? I do. But this might be it. Yes, Paulie.
I hesitate to bring this up, but Dan, I mentioned the morning meeting. There is the Sporting News posted this.
When's the last time you said I hesitate to bring this up, and then you don't bring it up?
Oh, I always bring it up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's I'm not the vault. So the Sporting News posted on social media yesterday, Luka Doncic now has the most career points per game in NBA playoff history. Luka's career average in the postseason is 33.5 points per game. Guess who's now second place?
Michael Jordan at 33.4.
Michael Jordan at 33.4. What is possibly flawed with this comparative stat, Dan? Just off the top of your head, what could be not put in context? That Jordan has played 200 postseason games and Luka, I think, is on game 18?
18, yes.
So I did a little math, even though that's not my forte. In Michael Jordan's first 20 games of his career, he averaged 36 points per game in the playoffs. So that would be 2.5 more than Luka. If Luka averages 40 in each of the next two games, he would be higher than
you. You're so funny. I came in and Paulie goes, ah.
I pulled you aside.
I know. He goes, I got a stat and it's bothering me. I said, okay, save it for the show. And he goes, no, it's about Michael Jordan and Luka Doncic. I said, save it for the show. And then he keeps telling me, I said, save it for the show.
And I like the Sporting News, but you got to give me some context.
Well, shouldn't you say more than 10 games?
How about at this point?
15 games?
Yeah, maybe at this point in his career, 18 playoff games in, Luka Doncic is the second leading scorer of all time. That's still impressive.
It is, but I would like to have a little bit more sample size. If I'm going to compare him to Michael Jordan's playoff career, then I have to have some context there. I would say at least 50 games before you can move. It's almost like qualifying for a batting title. You have to have a certain number of at-bats, plate appearances, before you can win a batting title. I mentioned the merch that we have. Our stats of the day are brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I got one of those bonker stat of the days here. I got a few of them. And I was watching baseball yesterday. That's not breaking
Marvin,
news.
Marvin.
What are you doing? Why are you pressing the button with your small hands?
It's, wow, that's hurtful, but accurate.
Okay.
It's Friday.
Shohei Ohtani. I had to watch. He's at Fenway, and I wanted to see how he was going to do hitting-wise. He had a single off the green monster. Marv, can you play it? I hope this does justice to the sound of this leaving his bat and hitting the wall.
Nobody out. A run in here in the eighth. Ohtani sends one the other way. That one's off the ball, Scott.
Okay, that's not real.
Very close.
No, that
third.
Is real.
That's
wow.
enhanced.
Way
no.
too close at third, and Ward is just...
Play, I, first of all, there's certain guys when the ball leaves the bat. You know, Jock Peterson, when he was with the Dodgers, he would hit, when he hit a home run, it would be like you heard it and you go, that's gone. There's certain guys that the ball leaves their bat in a different way. And Ohtani, play it again, Marv.
Nobody out. A run in here in the eighth. Ohtani sends one the other way. That one's off the monster.
I loved it. Oh, my God. It was so great. I thought, and then he pitched great. I think he had 11 strikeouts. Now, here is your stat of the day. And it has to do with Shohei Ohtani. There are only two starting pitchers to record hits at Fenway in the designated hitter era. Two all time in the designated hitter era. So back in the early 70s. Shohei Ohtani had a couple of base knocks yesterday. Roger Clemens, 1996.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
By the way, this program, award nominated, brought to you by Discover. Discover has your back with cashback. Use Discover to earn 5% cashback at gas stations and at Target now through June. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations apply. We have play of the day, stat of the day. Poll question. Who's doing the poll question honors because Seton's not here? Oh, Paulie is.
Yeah, I'll do a few.
Okay.
Okay, here's one. We have a couple. I'm going to save the NIL one for later.
Ooh.
You mentioned Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
Over the past couple of years, many people have said in the media and baseball that Shohei Ohtani, as great of a story as it is, maybe he should go with pitching or hitting, maximize those, focus on those, and become a great, great hitter or a great, great pitcher instead of, like, I think it's fair to say he's very good at both.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the poll. Shohei Ohtani should focus on either being a hitter or pitcher to maximize one of them for the rest of his career. Stay a two-way player for his entire career in the big leagues.
You got to stay a two-way player as long as you can. Because this is unique. This isn't Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was a great pitcher, stopped pitching, and then became one of the great hitters of all time. Babe did pitching and hitting for around 2 years, I think, two seasons. But Shohei Ohtani is sort of Bo Jackson. You know, Bo was a good baseball player and a good running back. Now, had he picked one, he probably would have been a Hall of Famer. If he was a baseball player full-time, he probably would have been a Hall of Famer. But he's sort of that unicorn. Dion did it as well. But Bo is a better baseball player than Dion. This is something that hasn't happened. I don't know if we're going to see more of this, but Shohei Ohtani has global appeal. I mean, this is just unique that you're watching. You go out of your way to watch him. Shohei Ohtani has that. And, you know, the ability to pitch and throw hard and strike out people. I always like to see how a pitcher is striking people out. Is it called strikes or is it swinging? And he had 11 strikeouts yesterday at Fenway. 29 times the Red Sox swung and missed. That's the most by any pitcher so far this season. A lot of times, though, you can have this debate with hitters. They'll say, hey, if I'm swinging, I'm on it. It's when they locate it and you don't swing. That's the difference. Because you go, that guy's got great stuff, but I'm swinging and I'm on it. Whereas, man, he is just placing the ball, and I can't get to it. That, to me, is more frustrating. If I felt like, okay, I'm on this, I'm missing it, but I'm on this, as opposed to he's painting the corners there, that would frustrate me more. Yeah, Paul.
Off the poll question, I hear a lot of guys on MLB Network say, you know, if he focused on one, there's a lot of mental strain in preparing for hitters and preparing for pitchers. I think John Smoltz talked about that and said it is a mental strain more than a physical strain. But if he picked pitching and was a, you know, even a Cy Young winner, or if he picked hitting and won the, you know, Triple Crown, he wouldn't be special anymore. He wouldn't be, you know, like you said, globally unique. No one does this in football.
But he's an MVP candidate.
He won it last year.
Yeah, but he's an MVP candidate him and Mike Trout are the two top MVP candidates this year.
If he removed either one, he wouldn't be an MVP candidate, probably.
He'd be hitting wise, he could be MVP. Pitching wise, he wouldn't be MVP. But if you're going to, I mean, he's got so much power. I mean, he's a five-tool player. Last year, the Dodgers had the two top MVP candidates preseason, Mookie Betts and Cody Bellinger. I was wondering, when's the last time you had two teammates who were the favorites for MVP? You got Mike Trout and you got Shohei Ohtani. The thing that you see sometimes with younger players is they will run. Shohei had almost 30 stolen bases. He was probably trying to go 30 for 30. That's a lot nowadays. Remember, Mike Trout ran in the beginning. A lot of players will run in the beginning, and then all of a sudden, they don't run anymore. Until that stolen base is back and has value attached to it, you're not going to have too many guys steal bases, unless they're stealing bases just to get a 30 for 30 under their belt. But would you rather be the Hall of Very Good Shohei Ohtani? So you're really good, but you're not going to be a Hall of Famer. But you're the unicorn. Baseball will be writing about you for decades. Or would you rather be, I'm going to be just a hitter. Or I'm just going to be a pitcher. Man, that'd be...
You could be Bo Jackson or Frank Gore. Frank Gore, consistent, 1,200 yards
a
season.
Well, no, I can't have Frank Gore in there.
That's a very fair
Frank Gore was never the best running back.
That's the point. He was in the Hall. He was consistently good, and he's probably going to slide into the Hall of Fame, Frank Gore.
Yeah, he's going to make the Hall of Fame.
Bo Jackson's not going to Hall of Fame for either sport.
Yeah.
But he is mythical.
Yeah, he is. Yes, Marv.
Frank Gore doesn't have Nikes that I stood in line for to buy. Bo Jackson does.
Oh, you bought those, huh? Were those the cross trainers?
The cross trainers, yeah. They re-released them. Like the thing about, sneaker talk, the stuff that you couldn't afford or that your mom wasn't going to pay $100 for, when you become an adult, you start making okay money, I'm getting those. I wanted those in 1989. Frank Gore doesn't have those.
I'll sometimes walk in New York City and I'll see a group of 15 guys outside a store, not open. It's like 8:30 in the morning, and it's not going to open until at least 10 or 11. And then I walk by, I said, what's going on? And they go, got a new sneaker dropping. And I go, what time's the store open? They said 11. I said, it's 8:30. I said, oh, yeah, they're people who stayed all night. All night.
Oh, it's a real thing, like the episode of Entourage, where Turtle waits in line for sneakers, and Vince doesn't understand. He's like, for sneakers? Like, yes, Vince, for sneakers.
Let me take a break. Phone call's coming up. We'll settle on our poll question. We got a lot of things to get to today. Glad you're part of the program. Back after this of the Dan Patrick Show. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've changed jobs or maybe considering retirement, you're probably thinking about your own version of success in striving to reach your goals. And maybe you've got to start thinking about your investment portfolios, retirement accounts. And I know it's one of those where you go, I don't want to do this. Well, when you have somebody helping you, Stifel Financial Advisors, they've been doing this for over 130 years. Helping clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understanding the many options you have, and implementing an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. And that's really just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. You just can't afford to make a mistake. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I was curious what DraftKings would do to the betting lines with the Miami Heat and Philadelphia 76ers. Sixers were expecting Embiid to return for the game. The game three coming up tonight. Right now he's listed as out. So the betting line went from the Sixers -1 to the Sixers getting 3. I still get the feeling Embiid is going to try to make a cameo here. -1, +3.
Yeah, I can make a call.
No.
But that's kind of a value bet because if somehow Embiid comes back in and starts the game, that blows that line out of the water.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. I mentioned Shohei Ohtani, the Angels. They have the second best record in the American League this year. And Ohtani is the favorite for MVP. Trout is second, the two favorites to win the American League MVP. You know what will really help? Getting into the postseason. You know, Mike Trout, you can have a Hall of Fame career, and then you look back and go, what was the memorable moment there? What was the play? What was the at-bat? Something. Now, there have been Hall of Famers who you look back and go, I couldn't name one Harold Baines play with the Chicago White Sox, but he did it for 20 years, and he was a Hall of Famer. Mike Trout has only played in 3 postseason games, and that was 8 years ago. you know, baseball tries to be more inclusive, getting more teams in there, because it's just like the NBA. The NBA wanted to have Zion in there. Hey, let's have a play-in for the play-in. We're going to do our best to get Zion Williamson in there. Got to get Mike Trout in there. And maybe they have the roster this year. They're going to make the playoffs. And then having Shohei Ohtani pitch in a playoff game, hit in a playoff game, that's where you get must-see TV. Oh, look who's there. Seton O'Connor just came up on the big monitor. He's back.
I see what you did there.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It turns out your back is an important thing. It's an important part of your body.
Okay. Was it injury?
Yeah. I can't. It's one of those weird things where you can't sit, you can't stand, and you can't lay down.
Other than that,
it's fine.
Okay. 0 to 10. How do you feel? 10's the worst.
10 is the worst? Yeah. Well, I was at a 10 yesterday for sure, last night. I was at a 10, 100%. Right now, I'm probably at a 7.
Are you drugged up?
I don't know that I should answer that accurately.
At least you're coherent enough to have the right answer.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you. Any way we can have you.
I'm happy to be here for the team.
All right. So Seton is back. The band's all here. Fritzy has a poll question.
I do.
Okay.
The best present for mom on Mother's Day is brunch / go out to a nice restaurant, cards, flowers, gift card to her favorite store, just spend the day with her and keep her company. This is less wife, more your mom. So if you got like a 60, 70, 80-year-old mom, that's different than your maybe your 40-year-old wife that wants you out of the house. And the last choice is what? This weekend's Mother's Day?
Okay, I see what you did there. Yeah, Paul.
Todd's premise here is best present for Mother's Day, but he didn't include a present. Cards or flowers is not a present. That is part of Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's kind of a precursor to a piece of jewelry, I guess.
And then your next one was gift card to her favorite store. You print out a gift card, you're in trouble.
That's kind of lame. Yeah. I don't know what you like after all these years, so here's a card you figure out.
And the worst one is just spend the day with her and keep her company. That's the last thing she wants on Mother's Day. She would like you to leave the building and send her to a spa or something or out with her friends.
Yeah, see.
Aren't all of the things that Todd just said essentially the bare minimum?
Yeah.
Like, those shouldn't be options. That should be like the bare minimum of what you do.
Yes.
It's minimum kindness is what it is.
Yeah, I know. Good luck with that this weekend. Minimum kindness. Yes, Marv.
Well, I'm having the same issue because I asked my wife, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she's, I just want something handmade from, our son. What type of lie is that? You just asked me to go to Disney World again. Like, I know you're not asking for just something handmade for Mother's Day.
Well, he gets that. But, that's what, Lorenzo has to do for your wife. That doesn't exonerate you. She needs you to step up.
True. And I need to because I was there when he was born.
Oh, that's
it was real.
That's big of you. And
bragger.
Yeah. And never fall prey victim to this. I have enough jewelry. I don't need any jewelry. Do not fall for that.
What if they insist? I already have the emerald thing and the ruby, sapphire, diamond. I have enough of the earrings and necklaces, bracelets.
So what do you think she's going to do if you buy her jewelry?
Oh, she'll gladly accept it.
Yes, of course.
It sounds like she's been insisting in recent years to stop with the jewelry. Maybe she doesn't like my taste in jewelry, so I don't know.
Yeah. Never. I've never met a woman who said, I have way too much jewelry. The last thing I need is jewelry. Yes, Polly.
If Marvin's wife wanted to ask for something handmade, if my wife asked for something handmade, I go to the deli and get her Italian combo sandwich and a foot long. We can share it.
No, and that's fair. I mean,
handmade.
Yeah, you got to be more specific on.
Right.
Like handmade. Yeah. I had the artist at Subway.
Yeah. Here's a pepperoni pizza with sausage.
Yeah, the Subway artist. I love how they're called Subway artists.
Yeah.
Making your sandwich there. My son was an artist at Subway for a couple of summers.
Artist in residence?
Yes.
At Subway.
And he would correct you, and I'd say, how many sandwiches do you think you made today? He goes, Dad, I'm an artist. Okay. All right. Hey, Picasso. How many sandwiches did you craft today?
Do they use paintbrushes to apply the Dijon mustard to the mayo? Do they do that kind of stuff? I think it's just a regular knife. the artist paintbrush.
No, no,
Picasso,
I got it.
I probably could have just not said that.
Why don't you Van Gogh away?
Oh! I'm a paint in the neck.
Googling famous artists.
I know. Stalling.
Salvador Dali.
Oh!
Subway.
I like that.
I'll take it.
I had a couple of phone calls in here. Kentucky Derby tomorrow. Ray, one of the backroom guys, came out and said, hey, could be some rain. I said, okay. I'm not on a horse. I'm not going there. But Mike Tirico will join us coming up next hour. Are we going to go with the Shohei Ohtani poll question?
Yeah, because there's a lot of baseball people thinking he'd be better off. It wouldn't be as entertaining, but he and his career would be better off if he picked. I think people say hitting over pitching, but I'm not sure if that's true.
In today's game, like, it feels like there's a lot of hitting, power hitting, but there isn't great pitching. I hope he stays doing this as long as he can. And if you're pitching every fifth day, as long as you're kind of doing, you're able to do your homework, you know, they do that, hey, did you do your long toss today? Today's my long toss day. All I know is nobody plays more golf than pitchers do. So it's not like you're that taxed, but the fact that he is in the lineup and hitting, it's pretty amazing. Yeah, Paul.
Last year, Ohtani, age 26, he had 23 starts as a pitcher, 9-2 with a 3.18 ERA. That's real nice stats. You prorate that over 30 starts, he would have probably been 14-4.
Yeah.
That's pretty high-end stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Marv.
Now I'm thinking the Hall of Fame is less and less important because you guys were saying, you know, Mike Trout doesn't have any highlights. You know who's got a bunch of highlights? Bo Jackson.
Yeah. I mean, Ohtani has highlights.
Like, last night he just had one.
I gave you a high. Play that again. Just listen to this damn thing. He's at Fenway, and he's, you know, batting left-handed and hits one to left field off the wall.
Nobody out. A run in here in the eighth. Ohtani sends one the other way. That one's off the ball, Scott. Very close.
It sounds like fireworks. And his number is up on the Green Monster because he's pitching, he's at the plate hitting. He hit the Green Monster and knocked his number, this metal piece of metal that has it number 17 up there, knocks it down off the Green Monster.
Sounds like it landed in a dumpster.
Hit it so hard. Let's get some phone calls in here. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning,
Happy
Andrew.
Meat Friday. Thank you. Hope Seton gets better. I know that Todd got past his tender elbow a few weeks ago, so hashtag warrior. But real quick, I got a couple ideas. Maybe for the Sports Emmy Awards, you guys last year did Pie to the Faces. Win or lose, we celebrate. Maybe this year we could have a live post-Sports Emmy Award stream from the party bus.
Ooh.
Win or lose, celebrate. We get to see what you guys are going home with.
Ooh.
I do have a stat of the day, but Dan, maybe since I'm undefeated in Pie to the Faces, that you and I could have a Pie to the Face bet if Golden State and the Heat get to the finals, whoever wins the series. But only if those two teams get to the finals is the bet relevant. Then I have a stat of the day for you.
All right. Marvin?
Since they lost in the first round of the NBA playoffs to the Grizzlies, the Minnesota Timberwolves stay with the Sacramento Kings and Charlotte Hornets as the only NBA teams that have not won a playoff series as recently as the Seattle Supersonics in 2005.
James in Cincinnati. Hi, James. What do you have for me today?
James in Virginia.
Oh, okay. I had James in Cincinnati as well. Marvin, did you make a mistake there?
I pressed the wrong button. Yeah. I saw James. Forgive me.
All right. James in Virginia. Always good to talk to James.
Oh, well, man, salute the Commanders. Happy Friday, DP. Happy Friday, Danettes, man. I've been sitting on hold just thinking about three questions, man, I want to ask you, man. Shohei Ohtani, man, the guy is amazing, man. Can this guy potentially be the greatest of all time, man? Does he have to pitch for 10 years and win World Series? What does he have to do, man? Because he is a superstar, man.
Secondly, he could be one of the more unique players of all time. He won't be the best of all time.
All right. No. And the amazing, man, the amazing. Are they for real, man? After scoring 7 runs in the 9th inning last night, can the Mets be for real this year, or is it fool's gold, my man? And lastly, man, this is the most important question of all, man, because this is wedding weekend for me, man. Wedding Eve tomorrow, man, is my wedding day. And I've asked many of guys this question, man, many of women, wherever I've been around, and listening to you guys, y'all sound like you have great marriages, man. And my question to you guys is what's y'all's secret, man? You know, 30, 20, 30, 40 years, however long you've been married, man, what's y'all's secret with your wives, man? And, Paulie, man, I had to stop saying this was my first marriage, man. I took your advice. I had to stop saying that. This is my only marriage, y'all. This is my only marriage. It's the only time. And if you guys find yourself in Southeast Virginia in the 7 cities, man, come on down.
Yo. All right. Well, thank you, James, and good luck. I don't think I'm going to be in the area tomorrow, but if I am, then maybe I'll stop in.
If you are, you're guaranteed.
Then I'm going to go. I'm going to go to James's wedding. All right. Everybody gets one line of advice on sustaining a marriage. Todd, how many years have you been married?
It's going to be 23 in October.
Okay. Your one line that you would say to James in Virginia or anybody else getting married for sustainability.
Attentive.
Oh, you didn't have one word.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you...
Courage.
You have never had one word.
So if I could say a full sentence then, listen, be attentive and considerate, and leave her alone when she wants to be left alone. Don't force the envelope if you're in one of those moods and she's not.
Seton O'Connor, how many years you been married? Married?
I don't know. A bunch.
Oh, come on.
We've been married 14 years.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say just decide that you're all in and everything will work itself out. Right. You have to decide that you're 100% in and that the two of you are going to do this for the rest of your lives. And then any disagreements, any problems, any whatever, you could figure out.
Marv, how long have you been married?
It'll be 9 years next month.
Okay.
Oh, love. No, sir. That's a good one. Just like you said, being attentive and...
You can't use someone else's.
No, you can't. You're copying off somebody's paper. Come on.
Oh, I was good for that. Todd would have been the person I copied off of.
No.
I really don't have...
This doesn't bode well for you.
Uh-oh.
No, I really don't have anything.
Okay. All right.
Correct.
All right.
I'm happily married, though.
Yeah. Well, let me talk to your wife. Paulie, one line.
16 years married. You two are the team. Support each other over everybody else, and don't let fights linger. Two parts.
Okay. Two parts, Shakur. 35 years. I think sense of humor, patience, and always treat your partner with the utmost respect. That lean towards them. Because if you lean towards you, not a good situation. Always lean towards your partner. Yes, Eaton.
Whoa.
Marvin's had like 15 years to think about this.
Dude, you got to figure something out, Marvin. You got to say at least something.
No, I don't.
You know, like, you don't have any advice? That's really hard to not have any advice after 9 years.
You know what? Considering the other person's feelings first. Okay, that's it.
Well, I just said that.
Dan, I don't have anything else.
Damn.
Yeah, three-piece.
Damn, three-piece. Yes, Todd.
Don't keep bringing up threesomes and role-playing if your partner's not into that. You bring it up once. If it doesn't go well, just take it off the board forever.
Is that for you?
I'm just giving...
Is that for everybody?
definitely for me, but if it fits you, then take it with you.
Let's take a break. We got Play of the Day up next. More phone calls as well. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Two, three,
oh my
four.
God.
The play.
The play's called play.
Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Swinging a high fly ball, left center field, pretty deep. It's got some legs back near the wall. It's in for a hit. Mets are going to take the lead. Nimmo around third, coming home. He scores standing. Double for Marte. 8-7 New York.
That's current courtesy of the Mets Radio Network. Quite a comeback. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Traeger. It's barbecue season. Well, it's always barbecue season around here. Wood-fired grill. You can go to the website. Make sure you check out all the recipes there. The 2022 Timberline models that feature an induction cooktop at Traeger.com/DP Show. And remember to use the code DP Show to get free shipping. A couple more phone calls in here. Andy in Buffalo. Hi, Andy. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. I was actually going to suggest the Mets comeback as the play of the day. So happy you had Howie Rose on the call there. We're talking about what's good for baseball in terms of Ohtani and Trout being healthy. I think you got to throw the Mets being good in there. And this team feels very different with an experienced manager, Buck Showalter, running the show now. It just feels different. But, you know, I always proceed with caution and say you can never take them seriously until after the All-Star break. So I'm in for the ride. But I just want to say this team feels different, and last night was awesome.
Well, got to get a healthy pitching staff there. But, yeah, maybe this is the year. By the way, according to the Elias Sports Bureau, the Mets' victory ended a streak of 857 consecutive losses by baseball teams who trailed by 6 runs or more in the ninth inning.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day!
Woo!
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Thank you. Thank you, Melissa Etheridge. James in Cincinnati. Hi, James. What's on your mind today?
Morning, DP. A 6-foot, a pissed off 190 today.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. You know what? 3-22. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Phil Castellini. But anyways, we're not going to waste our time on that today. I wanted to get your take on this. Are we looking at Luka Doncic as a James Harden 2.0? I mean, he carries the team for 3.5 quarters and then is gassed in the fourth, can't play defense. And we saw it in game 2. He got exposed by Chris Paul. Is he going to be just another Harden? I'll take your thoughts on that.
If he had another really good player with him and that they didn't have success, then I could see a slight comparison. It's too early in Luka's career. But, I mean, James Harden's played with great talent throughout his career. He's had great players. I mean, Oklahoma City, Houston, then he got to the Nets, and then now he's in Philadelphia. He's played with really good talent. And I wonder what this series is going to mean, bigger picture, for James Harden. If they lose, they get swept by Miami or lose in 5, then, you know, it's another playoff failure for James Harden. Not that he should single-handedly be able to win this series against the Miami Heat, but he should be able to perform at what you would think would be an all-star level, and he's nowhere near that. Do you want to pony up? I guess you have to pony up $50 million for him. Because you've already made this trade, you know, you lost some players, you got to have something to show for it. Now you can say, well, the Nets, you know, what do they have to show for it? Ben Simmons is 25. Seth Curry, I like him. Like, I at least have time. I know what James Harden is. I'm still not sure what or who Ben Simmons is. By the way, I started to wonder about this with Ben Simmons. He came over from Philadelphia. What did the doctor find out when he came over? Was there anything wrong with him? Physically, was there anything wrong with him? And then apparently he was going to get cleared by the team. Maybe he was going to play in game 4. His own camp talked about him playing. Now he had surgery yesterday. Like, what happened here? How long was surgery on the table? How is he going to go out there and play? What happened from the time in game 3 or 4 where he was maybe going to play to now he has surgery on a herniated disc? How did he re-aggravate it? Standing up from the bench? Sitting down? I have so many questions about this. And you know what? We probably won't get very many answers with it. Is this psychosomatic that, you know, his back hurts, but does his back really hurt? I mean, we've had therapists, you know, specialists who have weighed in on this. I just want to know, can you play? Why didn't you play? Are you healthy? How did you get to the point? How did you herniate your disc? Is this pre-existing from your Philadelphia days? How did you get cleared to get traded? How did you get cleared to maybe play in a playoff game, which I thought was asinine? Hey, you haven't played in a year. Let's put you in a playoff game. Yep, that's the way to do it. Yeah, Paulie.
I want to go back to James Harden for a second. I saw some people on TV talking that, do you give James Harden a supermax with the 76ers? Is it fair to say he does not help you win a lot? As in the current state of his game, does he help you win? You're pausing.
No. I'm just trying to figure out if when James Harden and Joel Embiid are on the floor at the same time,
yeah,
he does help you.
Would it be better if they just admitted their mistake, pulled a Band-Aid, and just let it go? And either get what you want, because a supermax means you're committed to him for at least 4 years.
Look, Daryl Morey wanted him. He wanted him from Houston. He had him in Houston. He ended up with a pit stop in Brooklyn, and then he got him in Philadelphia. I think it's just one of those off-season, James, you know, do you have some kind of clause in his contract? We need you to weigh a certain amount. I don't know what you're legally allowed to do, but with James Harden, I can't have him be my third option. It can't be Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, and then James Harden. Not for $50 million a year. Just can't do it. I don't want him on my team. There's certain players that I like watching. When he's playing at a high level, I really like watching him. But he's not going to get me a title. Russell Westbrook, I enjoyed watching him. I don't want him on my team. Kyrie, fascinating. Don't want him on my team. I mean, it's nothing personal. It's just, that those guys aren't going to help me. I mean, Kyrie has the potential because he has won a championship there. But, you know, he wants to be one of the top 75 players of all time. And then now he's talking about, hey, we could have 4 years of dominance. How about you play a full season? Let's start there. How about 4 weeks of domination? Maybe, I don't know, a couple of months of domination. That's just a mess. Because I think Steve Nash was over his head, you know, trying to coach those guys. Yeah, Seton.
It's so interesting how different basketball contracts are and baseball contracts. Because the Supermax deal, it's like, whoa, you can't give this guy a Supermax. And yet Mike Trout has already been paid $200 million. He's owed another $280 million. And the Angels essentially get nothing for it. I mean, he's a great player, but what does it really do for them?
This is the year. This is the year they get something. In the playoffs. Mike Tirico joins us coming up. One more item. We close out hour one on this Friday. I came in and we had the morning meeting. I, of course, sat down on the Lovesac Sactionals. And then if you play a video, the music that's there, the sound that's there, it comes right out of the couch. It's immersive. Like you kind of sit down and you're enveloped by the quality of the couch, the comfort of the couch, the sound that you have there, the world's most adaptable couch. Lovesac Stealth Tech. The system blows you away. Brilliant design. You can pick out your fabrics. You can pick out the layout that you want. But also, this isn't a normal couch. 5.1 Dolby Digital Surround Sound by Harman Kardon. Convenient wireless charging. Those are seamlessly hidden in the endlessly adaptable Sactionals platform. Lovesac Stealth Tech app. You can have a listening experience by using that. Sactionals, the world's most adaptable couch, now features Lovesac Stealth Tech. Learn more about Lovesac and Stealth Tech at lovesac.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.